10:58, hour number two, live on the streetcar. That's right, man. We're doing a live radio show, Show and Burn, on the road on the streetcar. That's right. This is a big game, so we're going to make this a big thing. We just had the Mayor Sly James on in the last hour. We've got a lot of guests coming in, surprise guests, maybe a Chiefs Hall of Famer or two coming through. So stay with us. Bill Moss coming up at 11:30. We got us a sponsor. How the hell this just happened in the middle of the show? We got a sponsor, sir, that's sponsoring the 11 o'clock hour?
Yes, the 11 o'clock hour of Show and Vern is now brought to you by the Ainsworth and Leeward.
I'm about to shout right here. The Ainsworth? I don't know how many sponsors we get. This has to be because of you, Vern. The Ainsworth. Thank you.
Nice. Thank you.
Looks like happy a lovely spot to watch the Chiefs game tonight if you can't make it out to Harris Casino.
Yes, but make it out to Harris Casino.
Yeah, so but that should be your first option.
This food is just throwing out a great – I mean, it is a great place. I'm not even going to do this. And you wonder. All right, coming up in 5 minutes. I think it's safe to say, Vern, this is the best Show and Vern against the world college football challenge response we've got.
We'll see.
Because generally they don't step up. You get 30 to 60 seconds to just talk about me like a dog if you want to, if you win. And generally they don't come through. But this one might be the best that we've had. Now listen now. I told you about Sammy. And I'm telling you it's not personal with Sammy Watkins. I think Sammy Watkins is a good number two, a top three number two in the league. And I think he is important to the offense. Now, he ain't Tyreek Hill important. And I have no problem with the amount of money that he got signed for him. Now, I do from the Chiefs standpoint because he is not a top five receiver. But here's my issue, and here's what I tried to tell you a couple weeks ago, is where it's going to be a problem for Sammy is when you need him, and this is a game, right, we would say you need him, and he's not available. You can't, all right, you're going to get top five money, that's one thing. But if you're going to get top five money and not be worth top five money, your ass at least could be available when we need you. And if this is a game that he's not available, I think that's going to be a problem with people, especially with you have issues, other issues on the team to where you wish it could be addressed. Now, I'm like I said, I got no problem with the amount he got, Vern, but it'll be a problem if he doesn't play tonight. Because coming in, you knew there was some issues with how reliable he is, whether that being he's missing time on the field or whether that means while he is playing, sometimes he disappears. And so to pay that money to him, that's to me when it's going to be an issue, is when you need him, we gave you this money. When we need you to be out there. You can't be hurt.
But aren't we to the point where everyone knows that was a bad contract? Even the super fans of Sammy Watkins, is anyone really?
No. I'm not sure that everyone believes that.
Look, people, I don't know if there's debate on whether or not the contract was worth it. I think the debate, and mainly people that come after you, I think the debate is whether or not he is an asset to this offense, because at times you've presented yourself, or no, let me take that back. People have heard it the way they want to hear it. You've never said anything negative about the ability of Sammy Watkins, but it has been interpreted as you don't believe he is a, I don't want to say key factor, but that he is an integral part of this offense. I think that's where the debate centers. I think that could be something that we see tonight if the Chiefs come out and pick up this win and are still able to drop 42 points on the Rams. You're going to see that, look, Sammy wasn't needed. That, yes, he's a very good number two, but Patrick Mahomes and Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce are so darn good that you don't need to pay that kind of money for a number two. But as far as the contract is concerned on its own, I can't imagine there's anybody out there going, yes, Sammy is worth every single penny. That was a wise move. It's a wise move bringing him in. No one's ever going to. I can't imagine someone honestly believing $16 million per is right on point for what Sammy Watkins deserves.
Well, I think they believed it changed the offense in a big way, so you had to overpay. We've heard that before, Vern. And my thing with this, with the contract, when it comes to this point is, why I say that is because that's when people will have issue. Is, man, all right, we paid you this money. And most of us know that you weren't worth it. But we paid you this money because we were going to need you. And we were going to need you in big spots. And this, to me, is a big spot. And if he's not available, then I think that's when, with some fans, with a lot of fans, I believe, it will hit. And that's the part I was trying to talk about a couple weeks ago, is, man, all right, it's one thing we're paying you and we're overpaying you, but to hell, at least you got to be ready. At least you got to be available when we need you. All right, maybe if people said this ain't a need against the Cardinals, but against the Rams and this game on the road, the reason why they gave you the contract was for games like this, right?
Yes. But again, I'm one that doesn't understand why. To me, the Sammy Watkins contract is reflective of a front office that didn't believe Patrick Mahomes was going to be this great this early. Let's surround him with as much talent as we can so the growing pains aren't as painful. Had they known they were getting MVP Patrick Mahomes, I don't think there's any way they sign Sammy Watkins. But to your point, I don't see how tomorrow or even tonight on the postgame show on Facebook Live, the 7th Street Casino Arrowhead Pride postgame show, I don't see how Sammy Watkins is a topic of conversation, because his absence, in my opinion, will not be glaring enough as to connect the dots of we lost because he wasn't there. It's going to be we lost, and that line is going to go directly to the defense, and it's going to end there. Because in my opinion, if and when you lose, it's going to be in a shootout. It's going to be because the Rams had the ball last. It's not going to be because Chris Conley or DeMarcus Robinson had a combined 8 drops. Now, if something like that happens, sure. But to me, the defense is a lot more likely to be the culprit.
As I've told you, I believe the fans and this fan base are an intelligent fan base. And I believe their people are going to see, okay, he's not playing. One, he hurts our offense because there was an issue with if he was going to be reliable anyway. And two, well, our defense was the problem. We got a guy who's not reliable so much that he missed the most important game of the season to date, that takes away from parts that could have helped this defense. And I think people will see that. And I think there is a good amount of people who will look, all right, man, we do not need him for the Cardinals game, but we saw this. But if we missed the Rams game, then that's going to concern me, because these were things that he did before. All right. We went 1-1 this week in Show and Vern against the World College Football Challenge, which I'm happy for. Now it's given us continuing to maintain our lead. I think we've done very well, Serta. And what?
Well,
we
Vern's
went 1-1.
Done.
No, shut up. It's a team thing. I hate when you guys do this. This is a team thing. We've done well, kept people at bay. We've got like a 3 or 4 game lead. If you know, if we do lose, we'll pick up the tab for an hour. But because we're winning every week, this is not going to happen, at least one game. And that's it. Good job. We went 1-1 this week.
You lost. We are 14-10. We are 14-10. And I'm 10-2. This thing could be over. I mean, I can't even begin. I mean, if you've watched the Michigan-Ohio State game every single season, but to present it as if we went 1-1, no, man, the only reason this is still a contest, the only reason we're carrying this into Thanksgiving weekend, is because you can't pick a game to save your life.
That is not true. Have I won games?
Two.
I've won games, didn't I? I won four.
A couple.
Said you won. Shut up, Serta. You're not involved with your dirty shirts. I've won 4. If you've won 10, I've won 4. So I have won games. I'm close to 5. 5 wins. I'll take it. That's just so, you're like a bad spades partner, which I'm sure you know nothing about. We get the same amount of books, all right? Yeah, I know you don't. I'll teach you, though, coming up. Since one of us did lose, that does mean that we have a person that went against me does get 60 seconds to talk as much trash against me. I don't know why I'm going Canadian, but against me that they want. Serta, do you have – who was the guy that I went up against?
Josh in Leawood.
Josh, my guy, W, Josh. All right. So did you get his response to me?
Yes. And it's right, it's pretty impressive.
Ron,
is it this? So you think
Ronnie.
This is the best?
Daddy, are you listening?
Oh, my.
Are you listening to me?
Saturday afternoon, I know you're sweating under that right armpit of yours just like you always do. That cheap, low-income, habit-ass scarf of yours wrapped around your neck, sitting all cramped up in a chair that isn't built for human beings of your size. After that first touchdown, Ron, I know for a fact buttons were popping off, flying all across the room off of your three size too small Old Navy cardigan that you had on as you watched the Notre Dame Fighting Irish march down the field looking horny as hell, Ron. Pat is Pat, more like Daddy. Show is fat. Stay with me, Ron. Daddy, you chose half pump piece Syracuse Orange to take down Rudy Rudiker's Notre Dame Fighting Irish to get the W? Listen up, Ron. Stick to your useless predictions and leave SAVAWCFC up to Vern, because clearly you are a f***ing idiot. Oh, and by the way, have fun getting Lando's name tattooed on your leg, moron.
Wow, that was strong. That's what we're talking about, Vern. That's what we're talking about. Learn from him. I think I want to give him some tickets to stuff. Unfortunately, I don't have any power or any tickets to give you, so you're not going to get any. But that was the best we've seen. That's what Vern is looking for when people have a chance to call. That was good. That was the best we've had.
Oh, without question. That was a guy that we should call about getting a job at 610 Sports Radio. Did you hear that pre-production? That's work. That's engineering. That's production. That's radio chops right there. Serta, you better have your head on the swivel, boss.
I would have never said that to you, Steve, and you know it.
I mean, while that was very impressive, especially for a guy who I would have to imagine is doing this at home, I mean, it's not quite my production level.
That was easily the best. That was easily the best we've ever had. I mean, like I said, I would have never done that. He's not as good as you. I would have never said anything like that to you, Steve, because I believe you're a special producer. Although I'm not sure you could have done that, but I still think that you had strength in other people. I mean, the outcome of this game really doesn't matter because the Patriots and the Chargers have lost at least immediately.